Agent Smith raised the hammer and brought it down with frightening precision onto Jay's finger with a horrifying crunch. "Get away from him! He'll kill you!" I screamed, thrashing against Barrington. His grip around me was like a vice, and his breath was in my ear.
"This could end now. Where is the device?"
I started to sob. Jay's finger was stuck at a terrible angle, his face bloody. I couldn't let them kill him. I would help them if it meant saving Jay. He seemed to sense what I was preparing to do and shook his head violently.
"Don't help them, Farah," he said. "These pieces of shit don't deserve your help."
Agent Smith raised the hammer again, and it came crashing down on Jay's ring finger. He groaned, but kept looking at me, pleading in his eyes. I couldn't take it anymore. I was shaking, tears streaming down my face. "The government has it," I croaked. "They took it after the crash."
"But that can't be, Miss Bain,"
Barrington cooed into my ear.
"The readings are from where you are, not where Agent Hanlon has been. I hate to say I don't believe you, but I don't believe you."
Crack. Another finger broken.
"It's true, asshole,"
Jay ground out.
"I had the device until yesterday, and now Farah's mom's traitorous assistant has it. Farah didn't know that." "All too convenient,"
Barrington responded offhandedly. He nodded to Agent Smith, and the hammer came down, this time on Jay's wrist. He cried out, and I started to panic. I could feel a portal opening. Somehow this time, I knew it was coming. Jay was in such pain, and it was because of me. All my fault. My fault. My fault. I wanted this whole nightmare to be over. I wanted to run to him, kiss his injuries, and have him hold me and tell me it was okay. I would help Barrington. I would give him what he wanted if only he let Jay go. There was no way out of this. No way that I could see where we both got away. And if I had to choose between me and Jay, or me and Adora, or me and Callum, I would choose my friends every time. Jay must have seen the look on my face. He knew what was coming, too.
"Farah,"
he said quietly.
"Don't."
I shook my head and stopped struggling. I would show Barrington what I could do, and they would let Jay go. I would stay as a prisoner if it meant that Jay would go free. Barrington let me go, and I took a step away from him. I felt the portal opening. It was weird that I could recognize the sensation. I let it channel through me.
"Farah,"
Jay repeated.
"Remember your promise. Remember your promise to me, to Callum. Do it and don't come back. Not until you have it figured out. Don't come back."